The following broadcast is brought to you by Sons of God International and Freedom Fellowship Church. Hello, and welcome to the prophetic voice of our time, where we focus on the voice of prophecy, which is the testimony of Jesus Christ. Our host, Christina Sasso, is a senior pastor at Freedom Fellowship Church. Let's hear what she has to say to the body of Christ.
God bless you for tuning in. Hello, this is Christina Sasso of Freedom Fellowship Church and Sons of God International, and you are listening to the prophetic voice of our time. Before we begin, let me congratulate the newlywed, Mr. and Mrs. Ruben and Priscilla Martinez. So congratulations. I'm excited for your future together as husband and wife. Congratulations. And you, my brothers and sisters, there are so many exciting things happening. The Spirit of the Lord is on the move. So let us continue to focus on Him, listen, and obey His instruction. And in the name of Jesus, we are not going to miss any opportunities that are opening for us, even now as I speak. Amen? The nation of Israel just celebrated their new year, which is also called the Feast of the Trumpets and Rosh Hashanah. This holy feast is to celebrate the creation that we start in the beginning, in the book of Genesis. It is a required feast for both Jews and Christians alike, but Christians, we celebrate the new year following the Gregorian calendar, which is December 31st. This ministry celebrated the new year with the nation of Israel, the year 5781. And we will also celebrate the December 31st prophetic gathering of the saints. Like I said, it is a required festival for both Jewish and Christians. And new year signifies new beginning. This is a decade of new beginnings, not just for the Jewish nation, as well as for Christians. This is exciting. By the way, mark your calendar for our December 31st prophetic gathering of the saints to be held here in San Antonio, Texas. Seating is limited, so mark your calendar. We're going to celebrate this feast, and we're going to hear more instruction from the Lord, His plan and His purposes for you as an individual, for us as a church or as a body, and as a nation or nations. And I've been hearing testimonials of breakthroughs and miracles. These are the two examples. Remember, last August I prophesied for those that are partners and members of Freedom Fellowship Church and Sons of God International, and those that have been faithful in financing the gospel, that the month of September is a month of manifested blessings. It is not just about finances. It signifies a lot of spiritual blessings that will manifest. And the manifestation is totally unexpected. One member of Freedom Fellowship Church received a $750 from someone, totally unexpected. According to her, this person woke up during the night and heard this inner voice that she's supposed to send a check to her. They're not really close friends. You understand what I'm saying? And more also are manifesting overseas. The Lord is truly faithful. And one more thing, more blessings are coming your way. Do not murmur or complain. Do not release or speak negative words, and keep your hope in God. Keep that excitement going. Focus on the Lord. The negative things, they are diversions of the enemy. And at the same time, the Lord is allowing it to wake up the church. And now, American people are awake and they are standing for righteousness. And also, there is another person who received like a $2,400 check that is also totally unexpected. So he was just besides himself, and he's praising God because He knew that that is a manifested blessings that the Lord has promised in the month of September. And a lot of opportunities. One member of the church have solidified the part ownership to one company, and that is a good deal. And many more are manifesting. And also, I want to remind you, September 27 and 28th, which is this Sunday and Monday, are the Days of Atonement. And the Jewish people, during these days, they examine themselves. They repent of their sins, of disobeying God. They spend this period in fasting and praying. And actually, for Christians, Franklin Graham held a day of prayer in Washington, D.C., Saturday, September 26th. The Lord led him to hold a prayer rally in Washington, D.C. to pray for our country. I encourage you, our listeners, to spend this weekend through Monday in prayer and fasting for United States of America. The Spirit of the Lord raised the standard against his enemies, and we will end up victorious. Wait and see. Many things shall be revealed, good and bad. For the wicked and for the corruptions in our government, they will be uprooted. They will be exposed. Do you know that God loves hide and seek? I used to play hide and seek with our children when they were young. When it's time for me to find them, I pretended that I cannot find them. But when it was time for one of them to find all of us, I will not try to really hide from them. They enjoy that game. And you know exactly what I'm talking about, right? So the Lord is going to reveal corruptions. And at the same time, he's going to reveal the hidden riches and his ways of doing things to the body of Christ. I believe with all my heart that God is dealing us as a nation. As a Christian, as a body of Christ, and as a church, and with us as a family and personally, God is searching our hearts. There will be lots of dealings because of the Lord cares about us. And since he is never going to judge the wicked with the righteous, he is about ready to do a surgical removing of areas in our lives that are not from him, even from our society, even from our government, even our ways of doing things. As for the body of Christ, there will be continued replacements and displacements, promotions and demotions amongst the spiritual leaders, and God will continue to deal with us as a nation. Politicians, even those in the media, even those in the sports arena, arts and entertainment, in every sector of society, so that his ways of doing things will be implemented by the body of Christ here on earth. So that I believe it's Revelation 11, so that the kingdoms of this world will become the kingdom of our God and of his Messiah. We need to seek him out with prayers and fasting, and we continue to study and learn his ways of doing things and implement them without delay. All right? These are exciting times. Aren't you glad that sometimes we don't know that we are operating in the ways of the world, including our thinking and the way we talk, the way we handle things, and we're not even aware of it? And now the Holy Spirit, with his love and mercy towards you and I, is going to reveal those things, and he is going to surgically remove them with precision, remove them from our lives and from our minds. So this is glorious. This is a day for us to be excited. In Isaiah chapter 55, verse 6 says, "Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near." It means to say that if you seek the Lord, you will find him. If you ask the Lord of his ways of doing things and wait on him, he will show you how to do things. All right? So we are already victorious because of our Lord Jesus Christ. In Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 13 and 14 says, "You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart." That is the condition. When you seek me with all your heart, not just half-hearted obedience. "I will be found by you," declares the Lord, "and will bring you back from captivity." Sometimes we are captive by, for us Christians, doctrines of men, doctrines of demons. Sometimes we are captive by our own stinking thinking. And now, if we go before the Lord, even this weekend, He will reveal Himself to us. He will tell us how to do complicated things. And He will show us how to uncomplicate our complicated lives. And it's our fault. It's not Him. But He is going to help us because why? He loves us. I repeat, the Spirit of the Lord is going to continue to uproot the ills in our society, the corruption in our government, wickedness in every sector of society. He is doing it with great precision, with excellency and perfect timing. And as we, the body of Christ, as we continue to unite and follow His ways of doing things, more corruptions are going to be exposed, that the glory of the Lord will cover the earth as the water covers the sea. This is where you and I need to focus on, not the doom and gloom. And even if we hear judgment and doom and gloom, there is always a way out of repentance, of making corrections, because it is the will of God that all men shall be saved. The enemy knows that he is running out of time, that he is about ready to be uprooted in the United States of America. And he is creating diversionary tactics by flooding the news and our major cities with violence, with all the bad news. But you and I know that there are changes that is happening in the atmosphere, and we have reached a point of no return as a nation, that you and I, God is depending on us to do the right thing for our country, for the future of our children and children's children. And we are not going to give an inch to the devil. We are not going to disappoint our God. We will declare victory. And by the end of this year, we'll know that we are victorious in Christ Jesus, and watch the remaining years of this decade. It will be so fast. Things are manifesting so fast. Once this root of corruption is totally uprooted from our government, then it will be a fertile ground for the things of God. It's just like a Garden of Eden. Don't give up on United States of America. If you're not happy here and you have been complaining about the ills of United States of America, move to another country and live there, even for 6 months or a year, and you will realize that there is no country blessed by the Lord than United States of America. United States of America is as unique as the nation of Israel. Look at what God caused United States through our president on the seeds that were sown for the past few years. We moved our embassy to Jerusalem. And everybody's saying, oh, it's going to be war. There will be a lot of conflicts in the Middle East. And it did not happen. Because United States of America is still leading the nations of the earth, not just towards democracy, but also as a spiritual leadership, because many or majority of the finances and resources, even resource materials, are coming from the Christians here in the United States. And we sow that to different parts of the world. And I'm very confident of that because I know, as this ministry is, we have covered 20 plus nations. And that is our seed as an American Christians. And now, many more Christians all over the world are praying for United States of America. There is no other outcome for us other than a complete victory. In every sector of society, in all the branches of our government, the executive, the legislative, and judicial, all the way down to local governmental functions. Are you getting this? Let us focus on God Almighty. All power and authority has been given to us in the name of Jesus. And God is looking at us now to do the right thing. Even in this coming election, register everyone that you know and discuss with them about abortion versus pro-life. Discuss with them what is dear to God's heart. So as the Spirit of the Lord is revealing and uprooting wickedness, His eyes is upon the body of Christ, those that have been faithful to the call. And in Isaiah 45 verse 3, we're going to see so many manifestations concerning this. Isaiah 45 verse 3, I will give you the treasures of darkness, riches stored in secret places, so that you may know that I am the Lord, the God of Israel, who summons you by name. God called you by name. Don't ever minimize your importance in the kingdom of our God. All you need to do is to obey Him and do the right thing. And God knows your name. And He is reminding you now, through me, that He knows about you, you're not forgotten, and you are not least in the kingdom. You still have time to make corrections. You still have time to start all over again. Go ahead and lay hands on yourself. Holy Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I bless my brother. I bless my sister. I thank you, Father, that this is a new beginning for all of us. And I thank you, Father, for that breakthrough for my sister, for my brother. Concerning the legal problems that they're encountering, I thank you, Lord, that you'll make a way when there seems to be no way. So that my brother will know, my sister will know, that they are loved and that this is the day for them of their deliverance, of their provision, that they will enter the land of plenty. I thank you, Father, that as they obey my voice, that as they lay hands on themselves, I thank you for a miraculous healing in their physical body as well as in their minds. I thank you, Father, that their mobility of my brother and my sister will be strong than ever. And I thank you, Father, for restoring their memory, for restoring their speech in the mighty name of Jesus, and restore the days and the years that the cankerworms have eaten in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, for continued manifestations of God-ordained relationship and the cutting away of any influences that are not from you. And I thank you, Father, for capitalizations on new businesses and expansion of those that are already in existence as they apply your ways of doing things, as they honor you with their wealth and the first fruits of their harvest. In the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you for United States of America, that America truly just entered its finest hour. I thank you, Father, for the generosity of the American people, and that American people will rise and stand up for righteousness, and this violence, this pandemic, this looting will cease and desist in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord, for the angelic host that are so active in our lives, in our days right now, In the name of Jesus, we glorify you. Thank you, Lord, for being merciful and a loving God. And I thank you, Father, that a new passion for life will come upon even our senior citizens in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father, for the protection of the unborn. I thank you for the protection of our children and children's children. We come against this pandemic. It will not return again. It will not rear its ugly head ever again. And we thank you for the cure, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, I give you all the praise. I give you all the glory. Call me at 210-695-1630. We have so many things to do and so many things to learn and unlearn as God is leading us to the season of plenty. And in every endeavor, in every decision that we make, we need to seek him out. Remember when King Ahab had asked Jehoshaphat to engage in war with him in 1 Kings chapter 22, verse 4 through 7? Said, so he asked Jehoshaphat, will you go with me to fight against Ramoth Gilead? Jehoshaphat replied to the king of Israel, I am as you are, my people as your people, my horses as your horses. But Jehoshaphat also said to the king of Israel, first, seek the counsel of the Lord. And the king of Israel brought, of course, false prophets. But Jehoshaphat said in verse 7, is there not a prophet of the Lord here whom you can inquire? You know, we have a lot of analysts. We have a lot who predict. In the media, they're telling us, oh, the American people don't like this. The American people like this. Those are false prophets in our days. Don't listen to them. Don't listen to their prediction. Don't listen to what they're saying. Instead, listen to the prophetic voice of our Lord. Listen and seek him out. You can ask God yourself. You can pray. You can meditate. As long as you resolved in your heart, and even in my heart, that we're going to seek understanding like the prophet Daniel, the Lord can't help himself. Because while we are still praying, while we're still talking about wanting his instruction and his plan, the answer is already on its way. This is how faithful our God is. And these are exciting times. We need to buckle our seatbelts because we are going to enjoy this ride as long as you are on God's side. Don't listen to even your own emotions. No matter what, be careful on what you released out there. When you release a word in accordance to God's heart and in accordance to God's will, he watches those words to fulfill them. That is in accordance to the word of God. So only release the word that are pleasing to God. When you release a negative words, that's when Satan and his demonic hordes got their power, is from our mouth, because they don't have any authority. When Jesus ascended to heaven, God the Father gave all the authority in both heaven and earth to him, and he turned around, gave his name with all the authority and power in that name to us. Nothing is left to Satan except the negative words that we release that are contrary to the word of God. Subscribe to us so that you will not miss any of our radio broadcasts and also our live streaming. We are live streaming every Sunday at 10:30 in the morning and 7 p.m. on Sunday night and also 7 p.m. on Wednesday. You can go to our website, sogmi.org, and subscribe to us. Amen. God bless you for tuning in. Until next time.
Thank you for listening. We all hope you were blessed by this message today. If you were, let us hear from you. If you wish to contact us or sow a seed, our phone number is 210-396-7891. And for Saturday's program, call us at 210-695-1630. Send all emails to sonsofgod@satx.rr.com and all letters to P.O. Box 1579, Lotus, Texas 78023. For more info, including service times and upcoming events, find us at www.sogmi.org. That's www.sogmi.org.